You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media, the University of Illinois campus. I'm Todd Gleason on the phone line. Josh Darr to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. He's with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Josh.
Hey, Todd. How are you today?
I'm very, very well. There were a lot of folks that were looking for rainfall. They're kind of glad, probably, that it didn't make its way into the state of Illinois, other parts of the Midwest over the last 4 or 5 days so that they could plant corn and or soybeans. They kind of maybe would like a little drizzle here and there at this point. I suppose maybe you can tell them that's coming or not.
It is. We do have an opportunity here across Illinois to receive some rain showers between now and Thursday. Certainly the heavier rainfall totals across the Midwest are going to be more so in Iowa, in the northwestern belt up in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and actually reports here today up in the Dakotas of 4 to 6 inches of rain. So they're getting very heavy rainfall. Here in Illinois, we have a band of showers, which is in the western part of the state right now, not putting very much down. There will be several more opportunities now tomorrow and Wednesday, but overall coverage of the state looks to be about 50% coverage of amounts over 4/10 of an inch. Highest totals look to be in the northwestern part of the state, up to an inch, inch and a half in that area. So we will get some rains, not nearly as heavy, though, as we're seeing out further in the western belt.
Yeah, the southern tier of counties, southern third, I suppose, have been suffering more rainfall than really they want. A lot of those folks haven't started planting yet. They would prefer it not rain there. How's that going to look for them over the next several days?
Good question, Todd. The southern third of the state has better prospects here for drier weather. You'd think the best prospects here over the next 3 to 4 days. Northwestern part of the state picks up the heaviest totals. Southeastern, call it third of the state, looks to only pick up 25-35% coverage of that part of the state of amounts under generally half an inch. So more open weather down south, whereas the northern areas here will get the better rain prospects as the system pushes through over the next 3 to 4 days.
Enough about the United States. How is China, where the other corn crop is going in the ground, been faring? They should be at completion just as we are, but I think they've been running behind too.
They have been running behind, and up north across Manchuria, some open weather, more open weather last week. As we look ahead, actually above normal rainfall pattern here in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. That goes for the North China Plain as well. We're looking at 65% of both those acres receiving amounts of a 4/10 up to an inch and a half. Heavier totals potentially in North China Plain. So whereas we've gotten a nice week here in the Midwest to make a significant move forward in planting progress, China's still a little bit more start and go. So it's a mixed bag. We continue to improve the soil moisture reserves, but they aren't getting the bigger open window that we've had here to make significant progress.
And usually by this time late in the year, halfway through the year, not quite that far, we stop talking about South America, but they do have a second crop of corn in Brazil, and it won't be harvested yet. Can you tell me about those areas that would be second crop corn?
Yeah, the active area in South America recently has been southern Brazil, and they've actually fared above normal rainfall, whereas northern Brazil and actually Argentina as well has seen drier than normal conditions. So overall, that's beneficial for second crop. It's also beneficial getting the winter wheat crop in the ground in Argentina. So all things look good here in South America as we see it today, Todd.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks.
Mark Russo with Chesapeake Energy wraps up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd.
Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.